gentlemen, it's time now for our Headwaters Builders Association program here for the month of April, and we're brought to you this morning by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhineland or Minocqua. Their website is carpetcityonline.net, by Anderson Built Construction. That website is andersonbuiltwi.com. Our Value Insulators, their website, ourvalueinsulators.com, and by Jensen Aikens Hardware and Appliance on Highway 45 in beautiful Conover, Wisconsin. And Judy Aikens standing by now. And Judy, apologize for all this phone stuff, but glad to talk to you on the radio this morning, Judy.
Yes, and good morning, Jeff. Good to talk to you. I always look forward to talking with you. And, yeah, you need to make a trip up to beautiful Conover.
Well, you know what? Just thinking about that last night, we're thinking about we're going to take our first RV trip. And the guy at the RV store said that instead of planning a long trip, take a shorter trip. And so I'm thinking I need to get back up to Eagle River, Vilas County, Conover area, and find a place to park that thing and go say hi to all my old friends.
That would be great. That's awesome.
Well, we'll see you probably this summer, Judy. But right now, let's talk. First of all, first question. Here's a very important question. How's the ice out on Buckatobbin?
Well, we still got ice. You know, it's starting to break up a little bit along the shores and everything. But it is a beautiful day out there today with the sunshine and that. And so I think they're going to start opening up pretty quick here. But, you know, Mother Nature rules when it comes to that.
Boy, she sure does. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. There's going to be lots of open water up there for the fishing opener coming up here in just a few weeks, because that is a huge deal up north yet to this day.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I would say most of the time we are all open. Stormy is one of the lakes that typically in Conover doesn't open till like the 26th or so of April because it's so deep.
Yeah.
But, we'll see. Time will tell.
Yes, we will. Fingers crossed that all goes well. So tell me, Judy, since the last time we talked, anything new at Jensen Aikens and Conover?
Well, actually, we have a couple of things going on and coming up. One of them right on top of mind is the fact is, you know, with everybody's busy schedules and everything, we're offering what we're calling our concierge service, where if someone can't make it to the store within our business hours, they can give us a call, and one of our salespeople will meet with them either early in the morning, you know, before the store opens or after we close, because we understand everybody's schedules because we're busy too. So we're offering that, and like I said, they just need to give the appliance store a call and set up a time when they would like to come in.
So does that apply only to the appliance part of the business, or what about to the hardware and the rest of the stuff there?
Well, right now it's for the appliance. Hardware is open a little bit more anyway.
Okay.
Than hardware, but you know, if someone is there in appliance and they need something in hardware, we can walk over to hardware and take care of that as well. It might be a little bit more limited, but we're talking about even expanding our hours over there as well.
Well, it doesn't surprise me too much, Judy, because I know that business was built on service from the service department and the store, the service up front in the store. That business was built on service, and I'm sure that's still very much at the top of your mind.
Right, right. And like I said, we're all busy, and that's why we thought we would offer this service, put it out there, and just make it a little bit easier because, you know, if someone works till 5 and we close at 5, well, it makes it kind of hard to get there, and Saturdays, you know, get busy, and Sundays. So we're offering that service to our customers out there.
Concierge service from Jensen Aikens Hardware and Appliance in Conover. So how do people sign up for that? How do they get that? Is that just you got to go to a website, just make a phone call? How simple is it?
Just call the store, the appliance, which is 715-479-8427. And just, you know, select appliance and someone will pick up and set up a time for you.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty easy. Again, that's 715-479-8427 for concierge service from Jensen Aikens Hardware and Appliance in Conover. Judy, let's stick with appliances here for right now. What is what's new in the appliance world? I know these all-in-one machines, washer and dryers. We finally found our dream house. We're in it now 2 years this spring here, Judy. And we decided our laundry room and pantry was a very small area, and so we thought, okay, there's these new machines out there. It's all-in-one. We purchased that, and we're finding out that we're liking it. We're liking it. So, what are you seeing with these new all-in-one machines up there?
Well, we do carry the all-in-one, and yes, there are a lot of conveniences. Matter of fact, I was just talking about it with our daughter last night, because our granddaughter is going to be moving, and, you know, for her, a single person, she can put her laundry in there when she leaves for work in the morning, and then when she comes home, it's washed and it's dried. It does take longer for a cycle. So a family with a bunch of kids, I don't know if that's the best solution. So it really depends on the customer. But to your point, space is, you know, a constraint for some people. Now, Whirlpool came out with a new stack unit, front load, which actually I am going to purchase for myself. I am a big proponent of front loads. I think they do wash the best. But when you stack a front load washer on top of a dryer, the controls are high. This new unit puts the controls in the middle.
Hmm.
So it's much easier. It's a really nice looking unit. We do have it on the floor. And I think what is there, it's not slate. It's kind of like a gray slaty color. I believe it's just available in that and white. I am going to be purchasing that myself because I want to be able to stack mine because I'm redoing that area. And those controls in the middle are really going to be nice.
So it's all about convenience and ease of operation, too, because let's face it, especially the moms with a house full of kids, they're busy enough. They don't need to be lagged back at all by their laundry duties.
Right. Now, you know, for some people, bending over into that, I have them on pedestals right now, so it gets them up a little higher, which is great. I love that. But I'm looking to save some space, and when you stack them, you're saving a lot of space. And it really isn't that bad for me to reach it, but having those controls in the middle is really nice. So that is something that I think people should come up and take a look at.
You know, Judy, one thing that my real estate and construction friends are telling me, even though I don't see a lot of construction going on, they tell me there is a lot of construction going on. They say up north around the lakes especially, there are some beautiful homes being built right now. And for people that are building those kind of homes, you can also cater to them with those higher-end appliances as well. You carry all the basics, you know, Whirlpool that we've been talking about for years and years and years and all those brands, but you also carry some of the higher ends that some of these higher-end houses may want to be shopping at your store for.
Absolutely. We carry Sub-Zero Wolf. We do have access to Viking as well, but Sub-Zero Wolf seems to be kind of our go-to because of the quality and performance. And I can tell you that I personally have a Sub-Zero refrigerator. I'm fortunate. And I tell you, my food keeps so much longer. I can buy lettuce, and I can have it for a couple of weeks. I mean, the food preservation, they advertise it, and, you know, you're like, yeah. But it really is true. The food does last longer. And I've talked about it with Debbie Jensen, and she agrees, too, because, you know, and again, when people are coming in, you tell them these things, and it's like, well, sure. But I can honestly testify that in the Sub-Zero, that is really true. And there's just a lot of different features that they offer in their cooking and everything. So, yes, we can supply those high-end appliances for that customer. And yes, there's a lot of building going up in our area, on water and off water.
Hmm.
On water, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we carry, I'm going to say the Sub-Zero brand of docks and boat lifts. the Flow products that we carry, excuse me, Jeff, they might be a little bit more than the, there's knockoffs out there that look like Flow, but we put our Flow Doc in, the first year we put it in was 2001. We have done nothing, absolutely nothing to that doc in, we're going on our 25th summer.
Wow.
Other than a deck brush and some water just to, you know, clean it up. Nothing.
Wow.
And whether you do the roll-in or the sectional, you get what you pay for. So you look at the cost of what that dock is and put it over, like now, we're going on 25 years on ours.
See, yeah, do it right the first time and it saves you money in the long run, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And our guys will come out, take a look at your site, do measurements and everything to see what's going to work best for your site.
Yeah.
So, yes, between, you know, Sub-Zero Wolf and we've got Flow, but as you mentioned, though, we also have all the Whirlpool brands. We have the GE, we have Frigidaire, and we have Bosch dishwashers, which are awesome. So, you know, I just encourage people to come up and take a look. You go onto our website, and you'll see hundreds of appliances. Now, we can't stock every single one of those, but we can get them for you. So, again, I encourage people to come up and stop and see what we've got.
Absolutely. No matter where you're coming from, it's well worth the drive. That is for sure. Let's, for our closing minutes here, Judy, this morning, let's talk about outdoor living, what you guys got outside for the all the stuff for cooking outside and enjoying some leisure time outside.
Well, that's a couple of things I do want to touch on. We have a whole bunch of new Broil King grills that we brought in, and on coming up before Mother's Day, our hardware manager decided that he thought we should be selling some hanging baskets and flowers this year. So we're going to try that. We've got some great deals going. You buy a basket for yourself, or excuse me, you buy one for mom and you get one half off. So we've got that going. That's going to start for Mother's Day weekend, actually a few days before that. And on June 12th, we're having an event. We're going to have a tent out there with some items that we need to get out of there, closeouts, our red dot sale, deeply discounted items. And we're going to have Muck Boots is going to be there. Green Egg will be there grilling. Oh, also, we are bringing in steel. We are going to have steel, chainsaw, different products from steel. That's a new product line for us. And I'm trying to think. Oh, Milwaukee, I believe, is going to be there as well. And I'll plug for the Snow Buddies. They're going to be there doing a bake sale and a brat fry on June 12th. And so that's going to be actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to have this big event at the store in Conover.
Well, it sounds good. So go one day, go all 3 days. And the bottom line is going to have a nice time, going to find some nice products and eat some good food, be around a lot of nice people. June 12th is the date for the food and stuff, though, right?
That is correct. Yep.
That
Saturday is when most of the cooking will take place because that's easier for people to get there on Saturday. But we're going to have these deals going on, you know, that whole weekend. So I encourage people to come up and see us.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you haven't been there for a while, like guys like me. Judy Akins from Jensen Akins Hardware and Appliance on with us here this morning. Judy, I'm going to give you some last words. We've got about a minute and 10 seconds left in our time together today. How would you like to fill that time? What do you want to tell the folks?
Well, I guess I would just like to encourage them to give us a call if they can't make it during our regular business hours at the appliance store, 715-479-8427. Come up and get some flowers for mom or yourself. That's going to be around the 6th of May. We should have all of our flowers here. Call the store just to make sure. June 12th is going to be our big sale, our tent red dot sale. And check out the appliances. Come in and take a look at that Whirlpool stack unit. It's pretty cool. And Jeff, when you get your RV, let me know when you're headed up, okay?
You better believe I will. I got your number on my phone. I'll always have it there. Judy, I always like talking to you. I miss you guys up there. I tell everybody I miss you guys up there so much, and I wish I could get up there more often. But I'm a grandpa now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, two times over now. And so a lot of free time that I would normally take just to bum around and visit folks, Leo and Emmett have my heart now. And so I got to spend time with them yesterday. And so, but I promise you this, we're coming up there, and I'll let you know when.
That sounds awesome. Well, congratulations, Grandpa. I understand it. We have 11. We have 11 grandkids.
Wow. Wow.
And they do. And we're headed to Ohio to go watch our grandsons play ball, and we have another grandson that pitches at the college level. We're going to go see him on Saturday. So, awesome. Well, have a great day, Jeff, and it's a pleasure talking with you.
As always, same here. Judy, thank you very much. Say hey to everybody else up there for me, too, okay?
Will do. Take care and enjoy this day.
Will do, will do. That's my old friend Judy Akins from Jensen Akins Hardware and Appliance in downtown Conover, right on Highway 45. It's I'll tell you what, there's more in that store than you can believe. We don't have enough time to fill it all here. But check them out online and see that, JensenAkins.com. We're brought to you this morning by R Value Insulators, their website, rvalueinsulators.com. Anderson Built Construction, that address is AndersonBuiltWI.com. And Carpet City Flooring Center is a Ryan Lander and Minocqua at CarpetCityOnline.net. Got to shut down the Sunrise Show here for this Thursday and this Headwaters Builders Association. Thanks to them for making this program possible, too, here on the Big Cube.